Let's go to our walk-in line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
And where to start is the question.
You're asking me? It's your phone call.
Okay. Well, I am the entity or one of the entities from Roswell, the Roswell situation.
Oh, you are. You aren't going anywhere until we find out a little bit more about this one. Tell me.
Okay, well, when you remember the first announcement had to do with the UFOs were, you know, just that. And then all of a sudden they said it was different on July 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because, you know, the program Taken, much the same as the birth, showed that the mother had was almost bleeding to death and was taken care of. That's why the UFOs were over when I was born into the next body.
Now, there were supposed to be three aliens aboard one of the craft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, were you...
one other of the aliens, but I have not found the third.
Were you the one that was alive at the time, or were you the one that was dead?
No, Oriel is the one that was alive, and I'm one of the ones that were
so
dead.
So, you know, where did you come from?
I came from the Pleiadians, but he came from Zeta Reticuli. We had a consortium of intervention is what the goal, because of the atomic situation on Earth.
Okay, is that why you came here?
Yes.
To prevent it or to witness it?
To prevent the destruction of the Earth's cortex because it was too malevolent to the rest of the universe.
What happened to your craft? Why did it crash?
Well, it was a combination of an attack and a response. When we went down, we did not have some of the functions that we thought were available on our particular craft, and we were also volunteers. So basically, we just let them crash us, basically.
Now, did you come from a mothership, or did your ship come directly from your planet?
Originally, we came from a mothership.
And that ship was where? How many miles from the planet?
Oh, I'm not sure at this point.
Okay, but it was out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you were supposed to not crash, I assume, right?
Well, we're supposed to come down a little more gently than that, and then several different steps we're supposed to take. But since we needed to walk on to host bodies, the body that was being born was the right one for several different reasons. And the host body was a little baby. And it was being born in College General Hospital, Longview, Washington. That's why the Kenneth Arnold sightings of the UFOs over that area. And on the 9th was
right. The
date of that birth. And when they saw that the UFOs and what had happened at the birth transpired, they suddenly changed everything on the newspapers and their story.
Did you look like what we call the grays? You had the or what did you look like?
I have a unique nose. If you look on the film, I was not allowed for many years. Only recently was able to see that film of the autopsy, the actual, not the fake one.
Well, I don't know which is which, though, to tell you the truth. I don't know which is fake and which is real.
Look for the one with it's like a dip in the nose. It's not the usual human nose. Surprisingly, it doesn't match any of the genetic family that I was born into.
Have you changed? Has your race changed over the millennia, or have you always looked that way?
Well, certain characteristics sometimes you keep, but mostly it's been quite a drastic change in different areas depending on the duty.
Does your planet still exist?
Yes.
It does. And your technology must be unbelievable by now.
Oh, yes.
Can they time travel?
Yes. But they're not allowed to at this point because it causes so much damage.
What's the lifespan?
There?
Yeah.
300 to 400 years.
Well, that's pretty good. And did we indeed reverse engineer the technology? Do you know that? We did do that.
Yes, and you cloned the entity that did live for a while until 52, I think, is what he said. And then he was born into another body, another baby.
Now, your ability to speak to me now means that you are in what kind of physical body? Are you in a human being now?
Yes.
Now, how long have you been in possession of that body?
Well, as I said, on July 9th, 1947, that I went to the host body, which was a baby.
Right.
And was born at that point. That's why the UFOs were over College General Hospital, Longview, Washington.
All right, so you haven't left at all. You've stayed.
I have not left it.
You had Earth parents?
Yes.
Did they treat you well?
No.
They did not. Did you?
They were a throwback to the naval experiment. They were both in the Navy and in San Diego. And from what I can tell, they received foreknowledge as of 1983, what was supposed to have transpired. Much of the same persons involved were allowed to continue in the time sequence. However, they also tried to go against each person that would be involved to do what needs to be done at this point in time to bring Earth back to a homeostasis. That's why the referral to the number 8 is on the crop drawing.
Let me ask you this before we have to go, and that is, what do you think of this planet right now?
I think it's a wretched mess.
Is it fixable?
Yes, it is fixable only if you make the right steps on time. Your leadership leaves everything to be desired, and you need to make some of the right moves very quickly.